Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body, but there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Well, hello. Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 5 of The Podcast. Today, we're talking emotional labor and the mental load. Now, aren't they the same thing, April? Oh, sweet baby, no. They're linked, for sure, and happen a lot of the time for the same people, but they're not interchangeable. Let's start with mental load. Anyone who's ever been in a domestic partnership or had caring responsibilities will know about this. The mental load is the additional work we do when keeping track of life stuff. For me, as a mum and the more admin-oriented person in my family, it means things like asking, do we have enough groceries? When is your phone bill due? Has our child got sunscreen on? Did you remember to stop at the pharmacy like I asked? Or remembering when to say yes or no to an invite because of appointments or activities that are already in the calendar. These invisible tasks are the ones we do to keep our households running, and data has shown that more often women bear the significant burden in terms of mental load. So how's that different to emotional labor? I mean, it sounds laborious as fuck, am I right? Emotional labor was a term first used in the 80s by Ali Hochschild to describe the way we present during paid work. You might think of this as customer service or putting on a happy face when at work. Think of the times you've been the person taking a call or speaking to a customer. They're always right, right? Well, no. But we are usually inducted to a workplace with an understanding of how the business owner expects their workers to treat their customers. Imagine it. The call center worker who keeps their voice calm while being berated. The waitress who smiles when she sets down plates or cups, even when it might be on a table of people who don't return the friendly gestures. This is emotional labor. It asks us to put aside our feelings and show the feelings we want to be perceived. Given you're here listening to this podcast, there's a very good chance you've heard or seen this term being used to describe the work of marginalized folk to explain the intersections and issues that they face. I first saw it used when the Black Lives Matter movement had hundreds of Black, Indigenous, and people of color talking about race or anti-racism at the behest of white people who didn't understand the concept of white privilege. Perhaps you've read an educational post from a disabled person discussing ableism or accessibility issues. In my case, you've maybe followed the Instagram account of a fat person trying to show how to support fat liberation. Again, in this context, it asks us to put aside our feelings and to dissociate from the trauma that led us to have such an intimate understanding of the oppression that the bodies we live in face on a daily basis. The concept of tone policing that I covered in last week's episode speaks to how we discuss these sometimes painful topics. Asking someone who is willingly sharing their insight to do so in a way that's more comfortable to hear. Emotional labor is inherently unappreciated until brought to the attention of the people witnessing it, because it is intangible. For this reason, it's also usually unpaid, which is something many activists are working to change. The advent of platforms like Patreon allow creators who have expertise and experience to be paid for their insights and the work that goes into discussing and sharing the difficulties of holding one or more oppressed identities. Emotional labor in relationships is another way that it shows up. Maybe you know someone who's really good at calling on you for help, but not so much at offering help to you. Maybe you live with someone whose emotions are volatile and you do a lot of mental gymnastics to avoid outbursts or stress. Maybe you're the go-to friend when there's a crisis. Maybe your DMs get full of people sharing their personal experiences that can be really draining, and you feel compelled to respond to each of them with care and kindness because you do genuinely care. But it's still work to support someone, especially if you're not in a space to do so with boundaries. No matter how emotional labour shows up in your life, it's important to advocate for yourself and remind people to pay you for your work, or to minimise the amount of unpaid emotional labour you do by having some boundaries that you feel comfortable expressing. The consumption of knowledge and insight that social media allows us to have needs to also come with the hope that when people learn from you, they acknowledge it, and that the burden of asking should be removed whenever possible. If you know that you're someone who's learning and growing with the help of online activists, take the opportunity to look for the ways you can pay them and show that you appreciate their work. After all, if you'd pay $400 for a ticket to a fancy corporate event to see someone speak, why wouldn't you also pay a portion of that to someone who creates content every day that you get something out of? Food for thought, babes. And until next time, remember, your body, my body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of The Bodcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Bodzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.